which you might recognize.
Okay. It's Barry Marshall. The song is...
Merry Christmas, Baby.
All right. MFO.
Imagine being forced to live outside with only a thin coat to protect you from the bitter cold. Desperate, you call out to your family, but they ignore you. All alone, you shiver and shake as frostbite sets in and you slowly freeze to death. When it's cold, bring your cat or dog inside. Make sure other outside animals have adequate food, water, and shelter, and report neglect immediately. For more information, visit PETA.org or call 757-622-PETA.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. Gary U.S. Bonds there. Christmas is on. It's kind of funny because we're playing Barry Marshall's, these Christmas songs he produced, and I'm kind of playing some, you know, just random stuff, Christmas songs in between. And it seems like Barry's connected with everything I'm playing, so it's all...
in some funny way, like even James Brown. I never played with him, but I met him a couple of times, and
right.
I've got a great photo opportunity picture with him, you know?
Right, right. I just threw Gary U.S. Bonds out of nowhere. You've worked with him.
And I did did a few gigs with Gary U.S. Bonds, one in particular that was at the Meadowlands, a big arena. Then it was called the Brendan Byrne Arena. I think today it's called like the United Airlines Arena or something. But anyways, we're one of the big sports teams in New York plays. I can't remember who.
Right.
But anyway, it was a big, like, you know, 12,000 people oldie show.
Right. I don't know anything about sports. Rock and roll is my thing. But.
So Gary U.S. Bonds was on that bill. And I remember afterwards, we all went back to the hotel and he just commandeered the piano in the hotel lobby, and we literally played until about 4 a.m.
awesome.
With him playing piano, and he's a good piano player.
Huh? Yes,
I never knew him playing piano on stage, but he knows a million songs. So man, did we have fun? Did we have a ball? I mean, probably about 8 or 10 people from the show, on various acts on the show, were all there singing. You know, some of whom were famous, and we just sang every song we could think of. It was
That's
so
fantastic.
Much fun. Yeah, really sweetheart of a guy. In case people don't know who he is, he had a whole bunch of hits. That particular Christmas song, I'm pretty sure, was produced by was backed up by the E Street Band, and Springsteen produced him at one point, and I think Miami Steve produced him too.
Right.
And but he had hits like 7 Day Weekend and Quarter to Three and Twist, Twist, and Euro. Twist, Twist, and Euro. Come on. Twist all the time. Well, what you say now?
Well, like, I know 7 Day Weekend, I'm a big Johnny Thunders fan. He covered that one.
That's right.
That's right. I think that's how I first heard of him.
I think Quarter to Three is... don't you know that I dance to the Quarter to Three.
Good stuff.
Great talent. Brilliant guy. Nice guy, too.
Back on to your Christmas music you produced for BCN here. We had something from Rick Berlin.
Yeah, Rick Berlin is he's another guy I would consider one of the geniuses of Boston. Really, really brilliant talent. Totally going strong after, I don't know what now, probably close to 43 or 44 years of performing in Boston. I originally saw him in Orchestra Luna, a brilliant band he had in 1974, in that era. Opened for Roxy Music, I think, at one point in there.
Nice.
And he's done all kinds of things and had all kinds of records that came out, and a brilliant, brilliant songwriter. This is actually quite a deep song. It's a kind of a true story song called I Hate Christmas.
Okay. It's Rick Berlin on MFO.
I hate Christmas. My brother gets everything. My mama come home, she was so damn drunk, I should have heard her sing.
Silent night,
alone outside my door, was I supposed to apologize? I didn't know for sure, 'cause it's their fault, the way I feel. My brother David was a perfect kid. He always made the teams. My mama went to PTA. Daddy bounced him on his knee. But I was a black sheep that had to call the cops. Send me off to DYS. The name tags on my socks. 'Cause it's their fault the way I feel. Christmas every year. this rock and roll haircut. I got it after school. My daddy said, hey, cut that off. You live here by my rules. I said, hey, Dad, and I looked at him. I paid for this myself. Here's a photograph of your little Davy when he was only 12. And it's your fault, I'm telling you, that he's not here today. You sent him off to fight a war. You raised him up that way.
Yeah. microphone.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe can help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's bringing lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child tonight will spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. Simple phrase for kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. Said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas to you.
Beautiful Amy Mann there.
I got to play the last note. I was playing vibes.
That's you?
I was playing vibes, yeah.
Awesome, awesome.
Yeah, I brought vibes to that little studio party. One of the great things about doing this record for me and doing this project was that I got to work with so many brilliant talents.
Barry Marshall here, by the way.
Oh, thank you. I got to work with so many brilliant talents, and Amy obviously being one of them. And I might point out that some of the other people that played on the record... John Bryan, who's a unbelievably fabulous producer. He went on to produce Fiona Apple and all kinds of other people.
Right.
Brilliant, brilliant talent. Now, there's a guy who can really do what I would like to pretend I can do, which is play a bunch of instruments well in the studio. I mean, I can kind of play drums halfway decently and guitar semi-halfway decently.
Well, you sound great to me.
but John Bryan really can play almost any instrument and be a virtuoso level player at it. So on this particular recording, we tried to do this live to DAT, I think, originally. That was the concept at Q Division. And when Mike Dineen, brilliant musician, also and engineered it, and he was playing, I think he played piano and mellotron, and John Bryan played drums and guitar and Hammond organ on that. And we did two passes. In other words, we didn't do any overdubs. She sang live to the initial track, which was the vibes and the drums and the piano, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then we overdubbed with John Bryan playing guitar and Hammond organ on the same track, and Mike Dineen playing mellotron, which gives all those great string sounds. And I think the second pass, I didn't play anything. I might have played some little percussion thing, but I don't think so. And Mike Rivard, a great player, played stand-up bass. So, that's an amazing opportunity for me to learn from them. You know, so I got to work with all those great people on this.
Now, Billy West was featured doing his impersonations on an earlier song, but here's a song where he's actually...
the guitar player.
He's playing guitar on this next one.
And also another great guitar player named Peter Hoffman from my band at the time in the 80s. They did this together, and we decided to do basically Jingle Bell Rock and do it as if we imagined, this is our concept, we imagined Les Paul recording with Jimmy Page. So if you think about each guitar, think about that.
And okay.
Basically, Billy West played the Jimmy Page part.
I'm a big fan of both. So.
Yeah, Billy West played the Jimmy Page part, and Peter Hoffman played the Les Paul part.
Cool.
And we did a lot of Les Paul recording tricks, like slowing tapes down and speeding them up, that you'll hear in the course of the recording.
Right on. So here's Billy West, Peter Hoffman, Jingle Bell Rock on MFO. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. And yes, that was Jimi Hendrix himself, Little Drummer Boy, Silent Night, Auld Lang Syne, from his Merry Christmas and Happy New Year album. Before that, it was Billy West and Peter Hoffman with Jingle Bell Rock. We had Amy Mann in there, the Christmas song. Bunch of Boston rockers doing Christmas songs, and thanks to Barry Marshall, he produced a lot of this stuff and brought it in for us today.
Yeah. We were going to play one that's also a version of The Little Drummer Boy, and this is by Ralph Patello. Ralph Patello was in a band back in the 70s called the Vinnie Band, and then in the 80s, a band called the Nor'easters, and also a band called Semper Fi. But anyway, he was playing my Christmas show in 1984. December 22nd. The reason I know the date is because he just posted, because it was the anniversary.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
And that was the night that he met his wife, Corey. And they went on to get married. I think he asked her to,
congratulations, guys.
Yeah, he asked her to marry her 2 years later on the same date, December 22nd, because that was their they almost have that like an anniversary right there. And then they got married, and still going strong, and they have several grown kids now. So that's a pretty amazing story. The little part I played in it, having him on the show, I'm proud.
That's great. So we're going to play that in a second. Ralph.
Yes.
Ralph Patello, Little Drummer Boy.
Yes.
I have to do, usually Marie Michelle in here does this, but it's the Boston Groupie News Report. We do a 3:45, and just tell you what's going on around town a bit. Tuesday, When Particles Collide are at Atwood's Tavern, 7 p.m. show. We have Philippe, the Justin Arena Project, As Seen from Space, Sound Bandits, and the Sonomatics at PA's Lounge. That's Wednesday, December 28th. Next Saturday, we have Something Sneaky, Today Junior, The Daisies, and Bruvs at O'Brien's. And all sorts of other stuff. We got too much stuff to get to. You can check all that out and more, though, at bostongroupienews.com to see what's happening. And, yes, back to the music.
Yes. So this is Little Drummer Boy.
Little Drummer Boy.
Ralph Patello.
Ralph Patello. Thank you. And I'm forgetting what I'm doing here. Right here. Number 21 on MFO. We'll be right back.
Christmas time. And wouldn't it be great if that good loving wasn't left behind? People say this Merry Christmas, it's good to be alive. I remember this December, I did number 25. I was thinking about my younger days, a cynic with it for my time. Miss the joy that people feel at Christmas time. Now I say this, Merry Christmas, it's good to be alive. Let's remember, come December, to let love come
city. Look out for the bass player. All right, cue the
number 15.
Oh, that's okay. We did the wrong. We played that one already, Barry.
Yes. Well,
number 15?
Yes.
Okay. This one's the Marshalls, right?
Yes.
Mr. Snow?
Yes.
We got it. MFO.
Featuring Ellie.
Featuring Ellie Marshall.
With your cold winds and your gray skies, you bring chills right up my spine. I get so excited when I see the first flake, even though you've been here since the beginning of time. Mr. Snow, so white and pure, please come on Christmas Day. Mr. Snow, Mr. Snow, so white and pure, please come on Christmas Day. Mr. Snow, you are for sure the prettiest sight to ever come. Mr. Snow, I'll see you next year, always.
I said, baby, are you crazy? I know it's Christmas, but we can't be spending our money like this. She said, just sit a minute, I'll tell you something about my Christmas memories. I'm not complaining, just saying we had no money and that Christmas was difficult on my family. And I remember December, full of tension back then. I'm not going to feel that again. Good memories are what we need when we're old, to have and to hold when we feel alone. My gift forever to this family will be great Christmas memories.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. Merry Christmas, everyone. Thank you very much, Barry Marshall, coming in and sharing all that stuff.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's fantastic. I think we should make this an annual thing.
I'm game.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay.
Next year, same time.
Thank you.
Actually, the show will be on. Are you willing to come in?